Acts chapter 4. And as they were speaking to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people, and preached through Yeshua the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them, and put them in custody to the next day, for it was now evening. But many of them who heard the word, believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the next day, that their rulers, elders, and scribes, and Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were assembled at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power, or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people, and elders of Israel, if we this day are examined concerning the good deed done to the sick man, by what means he is made sound, may it be known to you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Yeshua the Messiah of Nazareth, whom you nailed to the torture stake, whom Elohim raised from the dead, even by him this man stands here before you sound. This is the stone which was set at nothing by you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Yeshua. And beholding the man who was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to withdraw from the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all those who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it may spread no further among the people, let us strictly threaten them, that they speak from now on to no man in this name." And they called them, and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Yeshua. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of Elohim to listen to you rather than to Elohim, judge for yourselves. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them, because of the people. For all men glorified Elohim for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was performed. And being dismissed, they went to their own company, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to Elohim with one accord, and said, "Yeshua, you are Elohim, who made heaven, earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who, by the mouth of your servant David have said, 'Why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things?' The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were assembled against Yeshua, and against his the Messiah. For in truth, against your holy child Yeshua, whom you have anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were assembled, to do whatever your hand and your counsel determined before to be done. And now, Yeshua, behold their threatenings, and grant to your servants, that with all boldness they may speak your word, by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Yeshua." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of Elohim with boldness. And the multitude of those who believed were of one heart, and of one soul, neither did any of them say that anything of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave testimony of the resurrection of the Master Yeshua, and great grace was upon them all. There was not anyone among them who was in want, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the money paid of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made to every man according as he had need. And Joses, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is, being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and from the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet.